Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I help you?
Hi, Lena. Good evening. My name is Victoria with Capital One's Fraud Account Specialist Team on a recorded line. How are you?
Good, and you?
I am doing great. Thank you for asking. I have a potential mutual customer on the line as well. Her name is Ms. Manuela Wenner. She has a few charges from a company by the name of Demand Express Shipping, and we are wondering what this was for. And why she was being charged again about 4 days later from the initial charge.
Okay, can I please have her zip code?
Mrs. Wenner, are you there?
92879.
And her first and last name?
Manuela. W-E-N-N-E-R is the last name.
Okay, can you please verify your address on the account?
1645 Wintergreen Lane, Unit F, as in Frank, Corona, California, 92879.
Okay, I see that you ordered a purifier from us on the 22nd.
I'm sorry, what?
You ordered a purifier on the 22nd of this month?
A purifier? No.
Yes, ma'am. It was shipped out on the 23rd. I can track it. Hold on.
A purifier? What kind of purifier?
An air purifier. It's going to be there February 28th by 8 p.m.
And it doesn't say it's her name on the...
It says...
Is that is that a little tiny thing that you plug in?
Yes, ma'am.
That was a free gift. Why am I being charged for that?
Yes, ma'am. In the terms and conditions, we also stated that you would also be agreeing to sign up for a monthly subscription to our online gadget store. The free gift was like a free gift welcome you to the gadget store subscription. With that subscription, you do receive $125 sent to you via email every month. The email we have on file is manualwinners@sbcglobal.net.
Okay, so this isn't right. You could just like, I can just return the whole thing. All I signed up for is to receive that as a free gift and pay, I think I was asked to pay for the shipping or something, and that's it. There was not a 56 something dollar charge that I was aware of. So we can just cancel the whole thing. I can send it back to you if I'm not going to pay for that.
Ms. Lena, are you able to cancel that subscription and reversing that charge?
I'm able to cancel the subscription, but she's still going to, the purifier's on its way, and we don't take returns. I can refund her back 35%.
Okay. So 35%, you won't be refunding her the complete $56.95. It'll just be
35% of that.
Okay. No. Okay.
And then she will no longer be billed. She still receives the $125 gift card in her email. She can still use it. And she's still getting the product because it's already in transit.
I didn't sign up for a $125 gift card either. I just took the free gift of the air purifier and was willing to pay for the shipping of that. And that was it. So however you put this out there, it's totally crooked.
Well, ma'am, it was stated in the terms and conditions, which do have to be agreed upon, where it says you're 18 years old, the terms and conditions are right there. And in it, it does state that you will be billed for a monthly subscription, and you also will receive a $125 gift card.
Now, Lena, and usually when I contact merchants like yours, they refund same day transactions. Is that not possible?
Yes, but she ordered it on the 22nd.
No, we're disregard the $7. I'm talking about the $56.95 charge that she was charged today. Is that not something that you can refund, even if she's okay with the $7, however, the shipping? since the product is already on its way, can you not refund the $56.95 because that's not something that she agreed upon or she didn't notice the terms and conditions? Otherwise, she would have canceled that then and there.
Yes, ma'am. Let me see what I can do. Please hold.
Thank you.
Are you still there?
Yes. Are you okay with that, Mrs. Wenner? Just paying for that seven?
Yeah. Yes, okay. That's fine. I'm never going to do this again.
Yeah, this is something that I see daily, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It does. And most customers say they never see the terms and conditions, which I've never came across this issue, but every customer that I speak with, they always tell me they never see the part where
well,
it says.
Because you make a purchase that you actually want, right?
Right.
So then it's purchase this, you know, you get this free gift, and you can
Hello?
Pick from this, this, and this.
Yes.
What I can do is refund her 50% back.
No. We can dispute it or... because it's not something that she was aware of.
Okay, let me see if there's anything else I can do. Please hold.
So if we go through with the fraud, then she'll probably go ahead and refund it because they don't want that, right?
Yeah, we would do an investigation and
they're not going to want
it. We would be crediting that back to you, yes.
I mean, if I have to, I'd rather just pay half and not get a new card, but it makes me really mad. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, so as a one-time courtesy, I was going to refund you in full, but unfortunately, it's not letting me refund her. It says refund error.
Okay. Can she call back at a later time and you leave a note saying refund full amount?
I voided it out. The charge has been voided.
Okay, does that mean that it's going to be refunded?
It's like she never made the purchase. I avoided it.
Okay. All right. So she's just going to be charged for that $7 shipping cost, correct? And then she's no longer going to be charged for the subscription that you guys signed her up for?
Yes, ma'am. I closed out the account.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dana. I do apologize. Thank you so much for your help. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.